This newsletter was published on the 29th of December. The prompt is read by me, Sahani Gunathilaka, and the reply was written by Pema Bakshi and is read by Rhiannon Joyce. Dilemma. I have been with my partner, new husband, for 10 years. We had a lovely wedding a year ago and everything has been going well. We just bought our forever house and intend to start a family soon. However, in the last few months, I've met a new man, and I think it's safe to say I have a massive crush on him. Let's call him Aaron. What started as casual workplace banter is turning into coffees, work lunches, and lots of messaging. On weekends, late at night, during the day at the office. We both find any excuse to visit each other's departments and head into the city together for lunch. The chats are all very benign, but I'm noticing the more we speak, the more we have in common. Favorite foods, music, travel plans, aspirations, and goals for the future. I think about Aaron all the time and I've started to notice I get butterflies around him, not to mention how physically attractive I find him. I started putting in a little bit more effort going to work, cute earrings, a bit of contour, and my fancy perfumes. I can't remember the last time I put on lipstick for my husband. I'm also starting to notice we hold our gaze for a little longer than you would with a friend. I've caught him looking at me and vice versa. I'm ashamed to say that I think about him when I am intimate with my husband. Aaron knows I'm married and has never tried anything, but I am torn about whether to explore this further. I think the feelings I am starting to get are more than just lust, and I think he is starting to feel the same way. I think because my husband and I have been together for so long, we are very comfortable with each other, whereas everything with Aaron feels easy and exciting. A little example is I recently had a very minor procedure. My husband completely forgot about it, but Aaron FaceTimed me straight after and dropped me a coffee and a cake at my desk the next day, which was so sweet. I love my husband so much and he's a wonderful, caring man. I know how lucky I am to have him, but the reality is we have few, if any, things in common. Now that Aaron has come along, it's so refreshing to talk to someone about recipes, holidays, music festivals, political views, and our dreams. My husband knows when I catch up with Aaron for coffee or a walk and is fine with it. And he says it's nice that I found a friend in Aaron. It's just that now I'm starting to feel like this is more than just a friend. I've heard of emotional cheating and I think this is what this is. Should I explore this or do I need to put in some boundaries with Aaron and maybe take a few steps back before I hurt someone?
Oh my, look. Let me start by saying we've all been there with the work crush to some degree. The stats tell a pretty good story. Data from a recent eHarmony survey even found that 71% of people reported wanting to flirt with a coworker and 53% had gone ahead and actually dated one. Workplaces are a hotbed of tension. Put enough people in a room for 8 hours a day, throw in politics and communal snacks and sure, there goes the flirtation. Not to diminish the real connection that can come from this. I met my partner in a workplace. But it's a fact of life that these environments draw us to people we may not have otherwise considered. How often do we reflect on a crush and wonder, what were we thinking? Maybe it's the sheer proximity of just a matter of breaking up the mundanity of work, but it sure makes for a seductive cocktail. All this to say, you're not alone. Now let's address the issue that stands out to me. You're on the precipice of some big life changes at the moment, huge ones. Newly married, a forever home, kids, feeling doubtful and or freaking out as you wrap your head around it all seems kind of natural. So for something or someone to coax you towards a different path may have less to do with the person doing the pulling and more to do with the fact you're looking around for some exit signs. One thing I keep tripping up on is the word easy. It's one thing to feel the rush and exhilaration of connecting with someone new, but saying that things feel easy with Aaron is interesting. I feel the need to remind you of something that you likely already know deep down. Relationships, particularly ones you've been in for a long time, aren't always easy. I don't know the ins and outs of your marriage, but at face value, it's not a fair comparison. I will give Aaron credit for being thoughtful, and your husband clearly needs to step up his game. But at the risk of sounding like the husband apologist, you simply cannot compare a lifetime of care with one gesture. For the same reason a text from your mum doesn't always excite you, you're always going to be more affected by the efforts of those you expect less of. In the 10 years you've been together, I hope your husband has demonstrated his feelings for you in meaningful ways. Aaron sounds like a lovely human being, but what's to say he wouldn't fall into the same patterns after a decade too? The things you have in common with a partner are important, but they're also not everything. I acknowledge that this isn't the view of everyone, but I believe that a partner doesn't need to fill every need. We're too complex. And besides, isn't there something kind of beautiful in filling your life up with people you connect with on different levels? As long as you're on the same page with the big stuff and genuinely enjoy spending time together, I do believe you can find the rest elsewhere. All that said, it depends on how much you have in common with your husband and how much you need from him. You have to think long and hard about what it is you want. You don't have to stay in a relationship that doesn't make you happy because he is a good man on paper. But it's also worth excavating what it is that's drawing you away. I think you should be honest with your husband that something is nagging at you. You don't even have to reference Aaron directly, and it has clarified what you want in a relationship. Your husband could surprise you with his openness and give you exactly what you're looking for. Or his response could be the thing that encourages you to leave. At the end of the day, you have two questions to ask yourself. Are you interested in Aaron because you're restless and assuming the grass is greener? Or is this your sign that the life you're living isn't going to satisfy you forever?
Hello guys, Mish here. I am the co-founder of Shameless Media. Thank you so much for giving us your ears and your mind and your time. We're so grateful. If you enjoy the stuff that we produce, may I recommend our brand new podcast, Stylish, if you want to say it quickly, Style-ish, if you want to take the long way through. It is our podcast for all things fashion, brand, business, and beauty. If that is in your wheelhouse, if you care about style content, you will love this show. It is, of course, more than just a show as well. It is a newsletter. It is an Instagram feed. It is a TikTok account. There is so much good stuff going out on Stylish every single day, starting now. So in your favorite app, search for Style-ish. Give it a listen. Give it a follow. We are an independent media company, and we would be so, so grateful for all your support. That's all for me, guys. Check out Stylish and have a good one.